Good morning. Welcome to our Monday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We've been talking and praying this week, or we're going to be, about being blessed. As we follow up from yesterday's message on being blessed, took a look at the Beatitudes from Matthew chapter 5. We're going to break down those Beatitudes this week and we'll likely continue them a little bit into next week as we follow up with that. But today I want to focus in on that first one. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Probably not exactly, and we go through these this week. Most of these are things that I'm sure caught the crowds off guard as Jesus sat down to teach. I don't know if they quite knew what to expect. What they got was new. It was fresh. In fact, at the end of this entire Sermon on the Mount, it says the people were amazed. And it's my prayer that you, it's my prayer that I continually are amazed when I gaze into God's Word and I receive the teaching that Jesus gave. And I apply it. So being poor in spirit generally brings us to a position of recognizing a need. In fact, the verse itself says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." One of the things you'll notice, and you probably already know if you're familiar with this section of Scripture that we refer to as the Beatitudes, is that the blessing isn't always what we expect. And in fact, the things that we think bring blessings aren't really mentioned in this list. Been said, a more accurate or a more literal translation of the word used here for blessed from the original writings would be "how very happy." Puts a different spin on it. Because blessings are kind of this vague thing that we tend to associate in our culture with stuff. God has blessed me because my bank account's full. He's blessed me because I have a good job. He's blessed me because I have a great family. He's blessed me because He healed me. He did something for me. But what if that blessing is more internal? To realize those sitting in this crowd, those listening today who are poor in spirit, likely do not feel very happy. Blessed. It's the nature of recognizing that there's a need. And the great news from Jesus about being poor in spirit, about recognizing we don't have everything that we need, is that it generally turns our attention to what would it take to have what I need. Sometimes we give up. We live in despair. We may evaluate what would it take to have what I need and determine from our evaluation that it's not possible. It's the plight of many. Physically, financially, who live trapped in poverty, or at least feeling that they're trapped in poverty. They've tried, and there just seems to be no way out. And that despair deepens when it's more than a financial poverty, but it's a poverty of spirit. And God says when we reach that point of being poor in spirit, we have the ability, the option to turn to Him and find that the kingdom of heaven can be ours. Did you catch that? How very happy are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Because those are the ones who are seeking. Those are the ones who understand their need. And when we realize our spirit is weak, it's fragile, it's insufficient, it ought to cause us to turn to God's Spirit for help. And it's God's Spirit who convicts us of sin so that we would repent. Convicts us of righteousness, of the things that are right and proper and godly. And it's the conviction that's meant to transform us, not condemn us. And as we turn to Jesus, as we discover out of our poverty of spirit, the one who says, "Come to me, all who are weary and heavy burdened, and I will give you rest." We discover the one who says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." And as we discover Jesus, we find that being poor in spirit turns our eyes toward the one who has and is the entrance to the kingdom of heaven. And so we grow. Our poverty of spirit becomes a blessing. It makes us very happy when the result is us, as an individual, turning to God and saying, "I need you. I need your help. I need the helper." And finding that when we surrender, when we decide and discover and say, "I can't do this," the kingdom of heaven belongs to those who admit they need Jesus and they do something about it. Would you spend time today praying with me? Father, thank you Thank you for being a God that loves us. And in your love, you look and you see the poverty of spirit that we live in. The despair when we try to do life on our own. And you announce through your Son Jesus that in those seasons of life, we can be very happy. Because it turns us to you. And in Jesus, we find the kingdom, a place of belonging. And so God, today, it's my prayer that for myself, for everyone listening and hearing these words, especially if we particularly feel today a poverty of spirit, that we would find courage and be encouraged by the words of Jesus, by the promise that this poverty of spirit can result in being blessed. So God, help us to not only turn to Jesus, to find the blessing of the kingdom of heaven, but help us to lift up Jesus in all that we say and all that we do, so that He would draw the poor in spirit to Himself. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Monday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.